10 cell therapy stocks that will be intriguing to watch in 2026. Cell therapy companies are those who use the building blocks of life to improve human diseases and disorders. Cell therapy involves the use of cells and tissues to regenerate, repair, and enhance human health. While our medical system has traditionally relied on drugs and surgical treatments, this trend is shifting as expanding number of cell therapy companies emerge worldwide. Today, a search of the clinical trial registry clinicaltrials.gov identifies an astounding 10,419 trials involving stem cells. While these powerful cells are frequently used within cell therapy, other promising cell types are also being explored, most notably CAR T cells, chimeric antigen receptor T cells. CAR T cell therapy is a type of cell therapy that teaches T cells to recognize and destroy cancer. Cell therapy companies, as a result, have gained public attention for their progress in using living cells to treat previously incurable diseases and disorders. Cell therapy companies to watch. Whether you're a stock investor, an industry executive, or a biotech aficionado, below are 10 cell therapy companies that are developing intriguing technology platforms. 1. Autolus Therapeutics, AUTL, NASDAQ. Autolus is a global leader in T-cell programming technologies, with a stock price of $1.62 a share. Its goal is to use their technology to target both hematological cancers and solid tumors. The company is developing a broad pipeline of product candidates designed to treat B-cell malignancies, T-cell lymphoma, prostate cancer, and other types of tumors. Autolus was founded in 2014 and is headquartered in the UK. 2. Capricor Therapeutics, CAPR, NASDAQ. Based in Beverly Hills, California, Capricor Therapeutics is a clinical-stage biotech company that has been working on a cure for COVID-19. Its shares are currently priced at $6.25. Its lead candidate, CAP-1002, is an off-the-shelf treatment for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, DMD, and COVID-19. This cell therapy is designed to stimulate a person's immune system in order to promote cellular repair. Capricor is also a leader in the field of exosome science, which is another form of cellular technology. Exosomes are small vesicles secreted by nearly all cells that facilitate cell-to-cell communication. Exosomes can be used for a wide range of therapeutic and diagnostic applications. 3. Helios KK, 4593, TSE. Headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio, Atheres Incorporated, ATHX, was a clinical stage company that was developing cell therapies designed to extend and enhance the quality of human life. Its leading product was MultiStem, an adult-derived off-the-shelf stem cell therapy for neurological diseases, cardiovascular diseases, and other types of critical care. The company's most advanced program was exploring the treatment of ischemic stroke, which is one of the leading causes of disability around the world. In January of 2024, Athersys filed for bankruptcy and sold its assets to Helios, a Japanese biotech company. Now, Helios KK is advancing a robust cell therapy pipeline focused on regenerative medicine. Its flagship program, HLCM051, MultiStem, targets ischemic stroke and acute respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS, leveraging allogeneic stem cell technology to modulate immune responses and promote tissue repair. Helios KK is listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange, TSE, in Japan. Its stock ticker symbol is 4593. 4. Cellular Biomedicine Group, CBMG, NASDAQ. Holding a value of $19.75 a share, Cellular Biomedicine Group is a publicly traded clinical-stage cell therapy company based in China. Its focus is on the development of immunotherapies for different forms of cancer, and stem cell therapy for degenerative diseases. They operate across three major cities and have 12 independent cell production lines. CBGM's pipeline focuses on the benefits adult stem cells can have in regenerative medicine and its applications in therapy for knee osteoarthritis. Leading cell therapy companies. 5. Freeline Therapeutics, FRLN, NASDAQ. Headquartered in the UK, Freeline Therapeutics currently has a value of only $6.48 a share. Its stock price is down dramatically from its 2020 and 2021 highs of $15 to $18 a share. Freeline Therapeutics works with AAV-based gene therapies, which are a type of virus programmed to direct genes where they need to go. Its pipeline is focused on treating inherited diseases, such as hemophilia, Fabry disease, and Gaucher disease. 6. Gamidacel, GMDA, NASDAQ. Based in Israel, Gamidacel is a cell therapy company that develops novel cell therapies for patients with cancer and other serious diseases. Its shares are selling for $0.017 each. Gamida's platform aims to expand multiple cell types while retaining their original characteristics and potency. Currently, the company is advancing several clinical programs involving ex vivo expanded hematopoietic stem cells, HSCs, meaning cells which are expanded in quantity within a laboratory. Gamidacel is one of the oldest cell therapy companies mentioned here, having been founded in 1998. Today, Gamida's pipeline includes trials for hematologic malignancies, severe aplastic anemia, and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. 7. Mesoblast Limited, Meso, NASDAQ. Founded in 2004 and based in Australia, Mesoblast Limited is a cell therapy company focused on treating inflammatory ailments, back pain, and cardiovascular disease. Currently, its shares are selling for $17.07 each. Mesoblast is developing donor-derived cellular medicines. Its Phase 3 product candidates include treatments for advanced chronic heart failure, as well as ARDS, advanced respiratory distress syndrome, due to COVID. The company is also developing treatments for inflammatory conditions, cardiovascular disease, and back pain. Mesoblast is led by Silviu Idescu, who founded Mesoblast in 2004. 8. Pluristem Therapeutics, PSTI, NASDAQ. Holding a stock price of $4.25 a share, Pluristem Therapeutics is a clinical-stage regenerative medicine company that uses placental-derived cells to treat a wide range of conditions, such as muscle injuries and radiation exposure. It is developing off-the-shelf products that do not require specific genetic or tissue matching and can be used in almost any clinical setting. Among the cell therapy companies mentioned here, it is an also elder since it was founded in 2001. 9. Regenex Bio, RGNX, NASDAQ. Regenex Bio, a leader in off-gene therapies, currently sits at $11.73 a share. Off stands for adeno-associated virus, which are small viruses that can infect humans and some primates. Headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, this cell therapy company is developing gene therapies to treat retinal, metabolic, and neurodegenerative diseases. Its pipeline is also exploring potential treatments for diabetic retinopathy, as well as inherited conditions. 10. VistaGen Therapeutics, VTGN, NASDAQ. VistaGen is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company developing medications for anxiety and depression, as well as central nervous system, CNS, diseases. Its stock currently sells for $4.05 a share. VistaStem is a subsidiary of VistaGen that is using stem cell technologies to determine the potential toxicity of new drugs and chemicals before they get tested within animal or human studies. The company's CNS pipeline includes three product candidates: PH94B, PH10, and AV101. Cell therapy companies to watch in 2026. These are just a few of the most interesting cell therapy companies from across the world. As you've noticed, they are tackling a broad range of ailments, from cancer to osteoarthritis. What cell therapy companies are you following and why? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Up next, stem cell stocks, a complete list from A to Z. Disclaimer: the information contained in this article is not intended as, and shall not be understood or construed as, financial advice. When making investment decisions, always consult with a qualified financial advisor. BioInformant is not a registered investment, legal or tax advisor. The information contained on this website is not a substitute for financial advice from a professional who is aware of the facts and circumstances of your individual situation. Neither BioInformant nor the author have a position in any of the stocks or companies mentioned.